Probably fairly quick.
Haven't had anything, nobody's...
We will call the Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, January 13th, 2021, at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jergen, Haxby, Schuler, Thiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. As of now, we will declare the 2020 session formally closed. Sign and die, and we'll hand this over to Ms. Hill.
Okay, we have election for Chairman of the Board. And so at this time, I will accept nominations for Chairman of the Board. Terry?
Madam Clerk.
Yes, sir.
I would like to have a unanimous vote to reelect Chairman Eric Thiemann as chairman and Mr. Denny Byers as vice chair. Equalization and the regular board.
I second that.
Okay, so you're, there's no other nominations, so you want a motion to cease the nominations and cast unanimous
nominations
ballot?
And vote for unanimous.
For Eric Thiemann. Okay, and second by vice chairman is for Mr. Byers. And you motion that, and who is a second? Mr. Dorn? Okay, all right.
That was really formal, Terry.
Trying to shape up, Mr. Thiemann.
Any other discussion then for the nomination? Okay, vote. 7-0. All right, Mr. Thiemann.
All right,
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you,
and ladies,
everybody.
I can't just say guys now. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll do our best, Terry. We'll do it.
Just a comment. Both people that were nominated here have done a wonderful job, in my estimation, the last few years. So I don't know how it could have been done better. So
thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry.
We will go under the consent agenda then. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held December 30th, 2020. Approve all claims through January 13th, 2021 in the amount of $561,744.78. Accept claim number 21010004 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $1,125. Claim number 21010064 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $250. And claim number 21010074 to RL Thiemann Construction, Inc. in the amount of $776.06 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve appointing Patty Milligan to prepare levy requests. Approve appointing Don Hill to prepare the county budget. Approved designation of official county newspapers, which will be the Beatrice Daily Sun, Arbor State, and Voice News. Approved designated Gage County's website, www.gagecountynebraska.us, as an official method of providing notice of any meetings and public notices. Approved Don Hill as the NERMA contact person. Approved Galen Engel as Gage County Highway Superintendent for 2021. Approved bank depositories as Security First Bank, Adams State Bank, State Bank of Odell, First State Bank, Pinnacle Bank, Main Street Bank, First National Bank of Omaha, Inpate, Bank of the West, U.S. Bank, and Great Western Bank. Approved pledged securities at Pinnacle Bank, ICS, along with pledged bonds, Security First Bank, ICS, along with pledged bonds, and approved district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of December 2020.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Any discussion on any of these items? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 21010004 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $1,125 and number 21010074 to RL Teaming Construction, Inc. in the amount of $776.06. These are two companies I'm involved with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor, with Teaming abstaining. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove claim number 21010064 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $250. This brings the total amount of claims approved through January 13, 2021 to $563,895.84.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Byers. Discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor, with Juergens abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anyone may comment on any matter that is not on this agenda, but no board action will be taken. There's a sign-up sheet for the public hearing at 9:30 on the table to my right. If anyone would like to speak, they can sign up on that at any time.
We did not take care of approved pledged securities or approved the district court summary fee.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Did we do that? Okay. I thought we missed it.
It just was on a separate page for yours, I think, so maybe. I don't
okay.
know if it ran over or not.
Try to make it sneaky sometimes, Denny.
Wanted to make sure we did it.
All right, committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Davey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
No new news. I'll just touch on the boiler. Downstairs, Todd Heido did order one. They didn't have one in stock, so it will be here. It wasn't going to be here this week, so it'll be here next week. He said as soon as he gets it, he will start on that. It would be the boiler, and he's going to replace a manifold and a mixer valve on that. So it will get us, you know, good new service to the ramp, and then like we talked about earlier, getting some bids for the ramp for this spring. And I would also like to say I have not done any sidewalk bids for over at the Evidence yet. I need to, you know, just start getting some bids on things and wrapping things up for to get ready for next spring. Holiday lights, I shut the lights off Monday morning, so that was a real nice holiday lights this year. We did have some snow for the holiday season this year, so that's nice. And we're actually having just a small holiday lights meeting at 11:30 today to just kind of wrap up and start talking about some small improvements that we can do for next year. So,
where is that meeting at, Dave?
Down in the EOC at 11:30.
I received so many comments on people that said our building and the grounds look wonderful, Davey, at Christmas. And
thank you.
People in our county are really happy what we do.
It does look nice. I'm excited. These two trees on the north side are small yet, but I think that will really add a lot to it. When they got planted, they were nice and straight. We watered them in, and they did settle in a little crooked, so we were trying to straighten them out. I might have to throw some stakes on them to help them out a little bit. But, yeah, that's nice. And then we are going to put that wreath on the north side for next year also, so to kind of brighten up the north side when people are coming into town. It'll really make a statement that way. So.
Well, if you need any help on doing that, just talk to Hack Speech. He'll take care of it.
Okay. We'll do.
Which way are the trees leaning, left or right?
They're going both ways.
They're going both ways. Yeah, that's the best way to do it, Mike.
Just for you two, if you don't know, the Holiday Lights is an all-donated committee that's with all donated money, no county funds. They improve a lot of stuff here. They put up the lights, maintain them. They planted trees for us, removed some other trees, ran some power. They're very, very active.
Yeah.
Mr. Hill was meeting with the Holiday Lights Committee. I don't know if he still will or not, but if either of you would like to go down, I'm sure they would welcome you. Mr. Harris is also on the Holiday Lights Committee as well.
It's a fun group, too. So that's all I have. Other than, on a personal note, I'm getting troubles with my right knee. I had my left one replaced, so I'm probably going to start, getting shots for that, and probably this late summer or so, I'll probably be out of commission for a while with that. So see how it goes.
Well, hopefully it's a quick recovery.
My other one, I got along really good with it. So I just, you hate to take the time out to do stuff like that. But
if you need anybody to wheel you around, just let me know.
Okay.
You might have Denny call somebody.
We'll have Janet do it.
Good shot, Eric.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Equalization.
Everything's okay. Doing good.
Finance and insurance.
Large ticket items. City of Wyomar, quarterly EMS services for two quarters, $20,000. Region 5 Systems, LB302 quarterly funding, $13,371.75. CASA funding, $10,000. Ace Irrigation, Culverts, Roads Department, $10,670.22. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $13,368.81. That's the large ticket items.
All right. Human Resources, Employee Relations. Really didn't discuss anything as far as Human Resources. Law Enforcement, Emergency Management.
I had a closed session, so.
Welcome back, Sheriff.
Thank you. I'm halfway there anyway.
Morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, everybody. A lot of this we covered in committee meeting, but I did give you guys a finished copy of the 2020 end of the permit year. So 132 permits, of which 51 were ag permits. And then 20 subdivides, 25 new homes, and additions to existing homes. So that is complete. If you have questions, let me know on that. Last night's meeting, we went over the end of the year report. Also, permits are coming in. I think I'm up to 12 permits already for this year. We did move forward with recommending to you and Will on the meeting on the 27th for a hearing to recommend for the asphalt / temporary concrete plant. So that will move forward. And then started the process of reviewing our wind regulations. So took some time through that, going through each one of the points, all of the wind regulations. So
I have copies I gave to the board this morning. Mm-hmm. There was a question last night on what was directed to the planning and zoning. We did find the motion. It was a motion by Hill. This was on September 9th.
Here, Lisa.
Thank you.
It'd be on the top of page 5, that first paragraph.
You can have it.
Motion by Hill, second by Bauman. Bauman, to review existing setbacks and any others with public use. That was, Don listened to the tape this morning. It went through churches, schools, campgrounds, any public gathering places. Adjust setbacks to 1 mile or greater, as in that amendment. Adjust decibel levels to the recommended of 40 day and 37 night. And I believe that came from the Lancaster Health Department. And to consider using the property line as the setback limit in lieu of the structure line. But the P&Z didn't have that, so they said they wanted some direction. It's like we had direction. Next time we have this, we'll have to, I was talking to Don, we'll make a formal letter after the motion and give that over to look at. But
so you made these motions for the commission to review, or those were points
when they recommend what they want. Yeah.
All right.
And other than the 1 mile setback was put in place, I believe, earlier in that meeting.
Okay. All right.
I guess it was the text amendment was voted on, and then the 1 mile setback. We were listening back. It's hard to remember what all said when you listen to the conversation of the meeting. It's a little easier to get a grasp on what John was talking about on this between everyone's discussion. But these were the specific items to look at. And then, of course, you're open to look at anything else as well.
Sure. I mean, they are taking through and, you know, trying to make it consistent, and so through the thought process and review it. So I know we're addressing the moratorium a little bit later, and I'll stick around for that. So not sure what your views will be or your timeline for that. The goal is we'll meet in February. We're going to come up with kind of a draft of the discussion that we have. We have a lot of research to do, and so which we'll seek out here in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So, but yeah.
Okay.
And as far as on the emergency management side, most of it, again, we discussed in the committee. Just to share with you, though, as far as our long-term care facilities, they have now been either in phase one or getting ready for phase two. So, and BSDC is vaccinating this morning. Mosaic, we will be working there on Saturday. So what happens there is that will free up a lot more inventory of COVID vaccine for starting into that 1B category for that 75 plus. I will share with you right now there is some states that are moving to 65 plus, so we'll see how that works into the timeline and what the state decides to do. So stay tuned for that. The other thing that I wanted to share with
you. How are our numbers as far as the nursing homes?
Our numbers. You mean as far as positive cases?
Yes.
I do not have that information, Denny, on specifics. And within our 14-day total, it's 131 in the last 14
deaths?
Days. So total deaths are at 16. I believe that all of them aren't confirmed.
Okay.
But it will take some time to confirm those.
Okay. Thank you. That'll be information that would be good for us to have.
One thing about it is the state has alluded to a statewide system to register for 75 plus. However, it's going to be a couple more weeks before that's in place. For the state to put that online. So Public Health Solutions has taken the initiative to start their own registry process that will link into the state eventually. So we're helping a lot of people right now get registered for that. But if they would just go to the Public Health Solutions, phs.neb.org, they can register 75 plus there.
Would you go through that again slower for us for Scott and Doug in case they want to advertise that?
Yes. So Public Health Solutions has their website available right now for registering 75 plus. So phs.neb.org is the website. So it allows you to go on, click on the picture, register here. First question up will be, are you 75 years or older? And then you go over to the next screen and then register your name, address, point of contact, and then if you have any other underlying conditions, so they can easily go through that. It's pretty easy.
I think they're getting a new program out to take 65 plus also, aren't they?
Yes, they're ready to roll that out. Realizing in the state of Nebraska, as I understand, there's over 276,000 plus 65 to 75. So that creates a whole large number of those same people in our population hitting the same time as a 75 plus and on up. So availability, if that's prioritized, as 1B looks, that's priority over our schools and so forth. So, but yeah. Public Health Solutions has actually stated they're only getting 100 doses right now per week, basically, to manage within 5 counties. So they are looking for that to increase significantly once the assisted care facilities are completed with their vaccination. So, and at that point, they'll start managing those numbers. So,
We aren't doing anything with those immunization clinics are going and immunizing anywhere, though. You're not working at any of those places?
No. Okay. No.
But you're providing, you're helping to provide
public serve as far as getting the message out there, answering questions, that sort of thing, yes.
Okay.
So, or if we, emergency managers sometimes are asked to transport the vaccine
product
itself. Yeah, the product. That would be in transport. Yep.
Anything else for emergency management? Emily had something for planning and zoning, I believe.
I just had a question if that's something that we can look at in the committee meeting and maybe make more of a detailed list so that they know what we...
We've got time before their next meeting in February, mm-hmm. So if we want to add anything to that, we can talk about that at our coming committee meeting and be more specific or add anything and send it down there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sounds good. Thanks.
I have a question.
Thanks for all you do, Lynn. We appreciate it.
Is the death numbers for COVID in Gage County, does that include the Gage County residents that died in Lincoln Hospital?
Yes. Wherever their residency was at the time, that is counted towards
that's
our numbers.
That's where it's counted at.
However, that tally does not happen until it is registered on their death certificate. Sometimes it can be 4 to 6 weeks out. Just depends upon that timeline of determination. So.
Okay, thank you.
Do you know what our percentage death rate is?
I do not.
I was just wondering. No, it's okay. I mean, that's off the wall question. I just wondered where we're at compared to other parts of the world.
Anything better than California.
Well, we're always better than California.
Yep.
Anything else for Lisa? Thank you very much. Road and Bridge.
Road and Bridge minutes. First off, the Cat 140 all-wheel drive graders broke down again. Turned a lifter this time. Galen's trying to figure out if it'll be warrantied. He's already figured that one out. No. So,
no.
Looking at the potential of trading 1 to 2 motor graders in, it's something that should have been done, money permitting, you know, a while back. We wouldn't have these issues, hopefully. Anyway, on the 2003 140H Cat, transmission problems, diagnosed, transmission shot. It's the backup. Galen got 2 bids on it to repair it, one from CAT, one from Interstate Power Systems. I told Galen yesterday it's got to be fixed. CAT was $29,391, Interstate Power Systems $24,440. He made contact, I believe, yesterday, Bill did, to make arrangements to get that one worked on. Discussion on the Kreuzberg-Jurgens property west of town here as far as the county will check and see if we can dig and lower the ditches in there for better drainage. Mr. Schuler asked about trees on right-of-ways, how to get them removed, and also getting landowners to mow ditches. It's a constant problem. We'll try to do better. Don will look back at motion to accept paving. Did you get that done, Don? Or?
I didn't get to type it up, but I did try to make some scribbles. I don't know how far back or how much you want me to tell you, but Gary's, toward the end, the comments were, and I'm just going to kind of read this as the notes were taken. Gary said, so Galen feels it's a pretty good price, correct? If they are willing to work with us and where part of this is in one budget versus the other, my original thought was 2 miles from down to bridge to B line, from bridge to B to the B line and up a little bit. But if they're going to work with us, and we split it up between 2 budgets, maybe cover more space. Would not agree to 5.6, I would agree to 2 miles. We don't know what we're doing, is what I'm saying. If we do, we can work this, can work with this. And then Terry said, very good, the oil prices are increasing. for fuel and oil going up. Hill contract was at a good price and quality was excellent. Galen was speaking on the patching, et cetera. Gary said, what I'm trying to say is looking to spend $1.5 million in this budget. Where is it coming from? I don't disagree, but have a lot of work to be done. Where are we going to come up with it? Eric said some money would come from inheritance, some from building and ground sinking, some from highway operations. Can't say for sure since this fall is dry, spring may be wet. As far as allocations, each can't say. That's pretty much, and Gary said, that's what I'm saying. We split over two budgets, but if we're going to be strapped, that's basically the conversation, kind of back and forth that way. And then Gary mentioned, doesn't say it's a bid. It says approving 5.6. Bill says, I think if you get this done, you could wait a couple years. Then buyer said, we can approve it. If we want to pull it off, we can down the road. Then buyer said we can approve it, but we can hold off. Gary said, I understand that, but we also seen, you know, we say we're going to do something and then we forget. The motion was 6-1, Lytle, voting nay.
What was the actual motion?
And
this would have been a lot easier to follow if you had used voices that sounded like each of the people.
I know, and it probably would have been better if I'd have started with that motion, huh? Terry made the motion to overlay the miles as we spoke about, the 4.6 and the 1 mile on 19th. Hill second, and that was, and then he reiterated that's 4.6 from Linden to Beeline and from Dorsey 1 mile north on 19th Street. Eric asked for discussion, and that's where that started about with Gary.
The motion was made to do it, right?
This is exactly what the motion said, to overlay the miles as we spoke about. Prior to that, Eric said that they're willing to extend the prices out to add miles. Galen looked at the worst miles. Gary wanted a study. Galen gave recommendation of roads for repairs. Gary asked about 99 part, which I didn't quite catch all that. Matt said, let's fix the bad part of the road, Eric. Then we can armor coat the rest. Galen said, Sergeant to Dorsey on 19th Street. Terry said, that would be my recommendation. Eric said, approve the, I think, or it'd be approximately $1.46 million. Gary, is that this year's budget or next? And Eric said, we would have to find that out if they did work in spring. We would have to pull back on equipment purchases, et cetera, not a large pool of money. Then the motion came. Kind of jumping around, but that's basically.
So, I understand that. I mean, I just heard that like you guys, but I understand that means to do it. The motion was to do it. We now know that we can split that between budgets, this fiscal budget and this next fiscal budget. Do you guys have any other? Do you all have any other questions on this?
My intention when I made the motion was to approve doing the work. My intention. I don't know if it came out that way.
Sounds as though it did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's why we look back on stuff. That's why it's good to have the records.
I just needed to have time to type it so I could read my own notes.
No, if you could work on like a voice that sounds like Gary and Terry, and
that
would be great. Anything else for Road and Bridge? All right.
You have anything, Galen?
No, I don't. You covered it all here.
Okay.
Hopefully we have good news on motor graders instead of bad news moving forward or equipment in general. We have a timed event at 9:30. We'll skip over that for now. We do have a plaque here for Julie Holbein, being here for 30 years at Gage County. She's not here today. Sheriff, do you want to accept this? And
yes, yes, I'll
accept this for her. And do you want to say anything?
Well, I can't, just a couple words. I figured it better be do it than trying to fight her up here because she's not much for this stuff. Julie Holbein was here for 30 years. It's going to be a curve for the new people taking over. We're having issues already, but they'll get through it. Julie's been good enough about helping out on that as much as she can. As you know, in any office, 30 years is remarkable anymore nowadays. And so
three decades of experience, especially with everything she had to bring to the table, was probably more than what we're going to have in the future, because she had a lot more knowledge on computers and things such as that. But it is going to be interesting curve for us to kind of get back on straight and narrow, but we're hanging in there and doing it, working with her. I wanted her to be here, but she's not much for talking in public and things such as this. So, but anyway, she did want to express her appreciation, and she said the biggest thing that she's going to like to do is be able to sleep in past 5:30 in the morning before she goes to work. So I've tried my best to call her at least once or twice first thing in the morning just to remind her she's no longer here. So keep her mad at me all the time. But, yeah, she was 30 years, and that's one of the longer-serving employees we've had. So she'll be certainly missed.
I can understand her not wanting to come talk to us. There's a lot of times when she would be over here, we're going over things and trying to hammer things out, the last details of how things are going to work. But
yeah,
that's great to have someone that long.
Yeah, she was a cog in the wheel for me on that side of the office and keeping those things going. So one we have now, she's learning, and she's trying to do some work even on the side, which I said, I got to know you do that because I got to pay overtime for it. But she's digging in and doing the best she can on it. So hopefully it'll be a pretty good transition. It'll just take a little while. Right?
We'll give this plaque to her for us and that recognition. That's fantastic.
Yes, we'll do that.
Fantastic. When are you going to see her? You're not going to let that lay on your desk, are you?
No, I'll probably try to get her. Well, her tenant is the other person who took over for her, so she runs right next door. We'll get it to her.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Yes, thank you.
Up next, approve or disapprove resolution number?
Well, it will be 2101.
First resolution of the year, 2101, reclassifying the west quarter mile running on the north side of Section 21, Township 2 North, Range 8 East, Island Grove Township, from minimum maintenance classification to local classification.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. And it's 9:18. We may have time for this still. Discuss and approve or disapprove extending the expiration date of the wind moratorium, which was Resolution 20-15. Wind. The planning and zoning is still working on this, and there was some confusion last night as to what we wanted them to look at. I would suggest extending this a set period of time again to allow P&Z to keep working on this, either 6 months or some set amount of time. I don't know that they'll be done in that amount of time, but if for some reason they would get stuff done, they would get whatever recommendation to us. They'll have to have a public hearing, make their recommendation. We'll have to have a public hearing and vote. If we set a time and we get through things quicker, I don't think that there'd be any problem with letting the moratorium expire early either. I guess that's a question for Roger.
Well, again, on a specific project that comes before Lisa, it's going to have to go through the process and come through P&Z. So, I mean, the moratorium basically is saying don't apply for them. That doesn't stop them from applying for them. But, I mean, there's a process to protect both sides.
The moratorium, I believe, though, we stopped taking any permits until we get this done. So there's they can't even accept them.
When does it expire now?
The 15th of January, if I remember right.
15th of January? So 6 months would be July 15th?
Yes.
I make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Dorn, second by Byers, to extend the current moratorium by 6 months. Any discussion on this?
That was wind and solar, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's what the resolution was. It had
solar. Wind and solar.
Is that enough time?
probably realistically not to get through P&Z and the board. I mean, it's we pushed hard to try to get the
buyers,
the other two public hearings in place, and we moved forward trying to move the progress along so the developers could come and see how this affected them and everything. Now these are the housekeeping items afterwards. So it's probably not. We don't have anyone applying right now or wanting to that we know of because of the one-mile setback. You could go longer if you want, and I don't think there'd be any harm. Otherwise, we can revisit it at 6 months again.
Is the purpose of the moratorium to prevent any applications until the board planning and zoning makes a decision on any new zoning?
That's the intent, is to stop applications for the temporary amount of time to allow P&Z to look things over, make a recommendation to the board, and then for the board to also look at those recommendations and then make a final decision.
And what exactly are they studying right now?
Right now, what
zoning areas? Or is it, I mean, they just made a decision on the setback.
The one-mile setback was decided on, if you look at page 5 on this set of minutes that I gave you, the top paragraph spells out more. At the time of the vote to accept the one-mile setback, Mr. Hill made a motion and Mr. Bauman seconded it to make a formal request for review to P&Z so that there's some items for them to look at. Those are spelled out in that motion, but I'll just read them for discussion. Review existing setbacks and any other, it says any others with public use. What we listened to the tape on that, he talked about campgrounds, churches, schools, gathering places, adjusting that to the 1 mile as well, or if they want to go longer on any of those items.
They just wanted to develop some consistency, and that included the property lines where you measure from.
Right.
I think that's what this was looking at.
Through the zoning.
Different measuring and setback requirements depending on the zoning reg.
And then
they were looking, can we be consistent across the board?
Because right now it wasn't consistent.
Right.
Not just wind.
Correct.
Decibel levels, they talked about lowering those to, I don't know what our current levels are, but Mr. Hill had recommended 40-day, 37-night, which was in alignment with the health board, Lancaster Health Board. And then, like Roger said, using the property line instead of a structure line for properties. The argument there was if you have a unimproved piece of property, if there's no structure on it, there's not a setback there where if you want to improve that piece of property in the future, it doesn't apply to setback. But those were some specifics that in the formal request that Mr. Hill and put out there. And that vote carried 6-1 with Juergens voting no. We also had the discussion that in the southern part of the county, these were popular projects. So we didn't want to limit expansion or potential wind development there where it is popular. So in other discussion, we even talked about on that in that meeting about breaking the county into quadrants or multiple zoning areas for something like that. So that could be something, if we did talk about it at committee meetings, that we could bring up as well and add that to the request.
So the zoning could be part of the what they would decide on in the next 6 months.
Yeah, or any time in the next month. If they meet in February, I believe before they can make a formal recommendation to us, though, they have to have a public hearing discussing the changes. Is that right, Counselor?
Yeah.
And so they'd have to have that formal hearing. They'd come up with what they want to propose. Formal hearing, public hearing, I'm sorry. They'd vote, send that to us. We'd review it, public hearing, and then we would vote on a final outcome.
We're very careful about looking at this and being fair to the people making application, but also making sure the property owners in the area are taken care of, too. We've worked hard at that, and we'll continue doing that.
And that's the way it's supposed to work. I mean, it's supposed to take time so that people have time to discuss it, know what's going on, and have an opinion.
Well, it just seems to me that a lot of time has been taken on the on this issue. I know a long time went had passed for making the last decision. I mean, they've been put off and put off, or maybe it wasn't put off, but it took a while. I think, what was the discussion, over a year or something like that with part of the...
I think we got to over a year and a half on part of it for P&Z, and then I guess the board strongly encouraged to move it forward more quickly to get on it. And this, we're not trying to put it off with this. Lisa said they'll be meeting in February again. Part of that is it's hard to get the P&Z board together. We've talked a little bit with them not knowing that we had this meeting or this motion. In the board's defense, there were two P&Z members and Lisa here at the meeting when we voted on this. So, I mean, it's not that none of them knew it. And talking to one of the P&Z members afterwards, he remembered that after I said it at the meeting last night. But we will make a more specific, I mean, we'll send them a specific letter that says this is what the board's asking you to do. I would say probably as soon as after our committee meetings. I mean, Lisa has this now, or she will if she doesn't, and... if we want to add anything, we'll make we'll write another letter to P&Z that says we want you to also look at this.
Well, I'm wondering if we have a motion we're looking for a motion to extend it 6 months. Is that what we're...
Right now we have a motion and a second to extend it by 6 months. You could amend that motion if you want to make it shorter or longer, or vote for or against that motion.
What's crossing my mind is amendment to say that at the end of 6 months, we do not extend it. I mean,
no.
Give it enough time. I mean, just throwing
it
out.
No, we don't want to do that. We want to do 6 months, and if we look at it again in 6 months, then make a decision. But we are making a decision on that at this point.
I hear what Don's saying. I don't think that we can put a sunset on it in 6 months, because as you'll learn, when you have some of these things that go through planning and zoning, just the government side of it, it takes a long period of time. It's not something that you can look at it and it's just done in a couple 3 months. The first time that we did the wind regs, what was that? It seemed like 5 years, Terry, but I don't. Well, it was at least. It was probably a year and a half that time also, was it not?
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's
at
not
least five, I think.
Yeah, it's not a small undertaking, and it's not something that you can just snap your fingers and it's done. So I hear what you're saying, and I guess I'm not a fan of 6 months, quite frankly, and I won't vote for it. I would say a month or 3 months, and it's back here reviewed. You know, that gives... All you need is time for planning and zoning to look at it, recommend that they need to look at it further, or this is the direction they're going to go. We don't need to wait 6 months to have them look at it and then come back and say, okay, this is what we want to look at. This is what we want to look at doing, whatever. 6 months is just too long.
One thing just to interject there, the P&Z will have to have a public hearing before they can send anything back to us, which will take, how long does that take? On a very quick, accelerated timeline, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to advertise for that?
You have enough time to get it into the paper.
And you'll also have the situation with COVID around that, you know, like we have to schedule with the Avalon Center probably again, because we have a lot of people that come to these.
Yep.
And I would just note to you, as far as trying to find a timeline here, look at Lancaster County and what they've gone through just in the last year as far as the back and forth. And again, people get frustrated with that, but that's part of the process.
Yep.
I mean, you want to encourage people to come to those meetings and to exchange their views and stuff in a hopefully friendly situation, which I think by and large it has been. And then the P&Z has to make a real tough decision of what they recommend to this board, and then you have to do the same thing. So anybody, I think, that thinks it's going to come about in an X period of time, like Senator said, or Denny said, that would be really surprising to me. Because, again, I think you've had a lot of exchange, and there's a lot of information out there that, and we got new members.
Don, is your intent to not let this drag out and just keep going on? It's not to make a hard sunset as much as it is to encourage
get
the ward and
done.
PNZ.
This has been discussed, and we're still discussing it, and it seems like that, you know, if they're having troubles getting together or meeting, some incentive to get this tied up, get it.
This time of year, it's easier, I think Lisa would say, over the winter months, come planting season, it'll be tough again. We have a very rural PNZ board. But I'm like Gary, I totally get what you're saying. We don't want to let it drag out any further than necessary. I don't think it's 6 months, even if the PNZ do everything high speed, this would still be us falling into that also. I don't see us having it done in 6 months. We can try, and I'm sure the PNZ will try. It's just one of the, I guess, the speed is inherent in government. It's inherently slow to allow for that thought process and public input. Not saying it's great. I mean, in the private world, you can make a decision now and be changing it in 15 minutes, where this takes a lot of time to make a change like that. There is less heat on PNZ and the county just because with the one-mile setback, it basically put the brakes on projects. So,
Would there anybody be applying anyway based on what the setbacks are now?
Possible. We don't know.
If
it's
they work
possible.
The community.
It's going to be significantly reduced from what it was.
And that's something that these changes could either increase the potential for development or decrease them. The 1 mile decreased potential development. If we break the county into quadrants, we could potentially increase the southern part for development while decreasing potential in the north. So these regulations won't only inhibit, they could also encourage, depending on what we get from the PNZ.
And delaying answers also delays if we do a zoning to where, say, the south part of the county is more attractive for companies to come in to do a wind farm or add on to a wind farm. This is holding them back from filing that application, and progress is waiting. Now, I have no idea if there is anybody.
Through that six-month period, if we choose to change it because of other circumstances, we can. We can reduce it. So, but giving 6 months gives us plenty of room to work, and I think that's appropriate.
And Senator's correct. If something comes up, we could make a motion to get rid of this at any time as well. It's not permanent because we make this motion.
I'll reevaluate it again at 6 months if we need to finish.
How long has the moratorium already been in place, Eric?
I think we had an initial 6 months and an additional 6 months. It's either 12 months or 9 months. I can't remember for sure.
3 and 6, I think.
Three and six, so it'd be 9 months already.
This is just a thought that I think everybody should consider. It's been on for a period of time. So whether you're on the left side of the aisle, right side of the aisle, wanting more regulation, wanting less regulation, whatever, it's been a period of time. Lives are whether you're in that home that doesn't want it because you're concerned about whatever, you're still thinking about it. I mean, it's a concern because what's going to happen in the future, right? And if you're trying to do business and put these structures up, you're kind of on hold because you're waiting, right? So if we put another six-month moratorium on, another 6 months on the moratorium, is it going to sit over here like it has and we're not going to make progress, okay? Are we not? I mean, we can say we are, but if you have a shorter time period, if you really feel that the moratorium has to be in place still, if we have a shorter time period is it going to come back up for discussion here at this board again, which keeps it in the forefront, keeps it in people's minds to where maybe it's worked on a little harder? Just a thought.
And that's another good point as well. I am going to ask you to pause discussion there and keep thinking about this. We have a time event at 9:30. It's currently 9:35 on the clock. Public hearing and to support or oppose the Class C liquor license for Four Generations Barn, LLC, DBA, Four Generations Barn, Pickerel, Nebraska. There's a sign-up sheet on the table to my right. I would ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 9:35.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle. Seconded by Dorn to go into public hearing at 9:35. Please vote.
Do you want to vote against?
No.
Seven in favor. We're in public hearing. Mr. Helmke is here, and I don't know. Do you want to say anything on this?
I don't know.
Matt, would you come up to the microphone and give your name and address?
Yeah.
Do we have a from the sheriff? Anything from the sheriff?
No, I don't have anything.
I didn't receive anything.
Came from the,
I didn't have anything. So you'll send
Mr. Helmke.
It's Matt Helmke, 9438 US 77, and that's Pickerel.
The state has a recommendation.
And you've been doing business there for quite some time already.
Yeah, 2017 we started. Yep.
And this will be for your regular liquor license, not for an event liquor license, correct?
Correct, yes. This will be, correct.
Let's see, okay. Sorry, normally we have something from the sheriff. He's been kind of lollygagging lately.
This isn't a special use.
Oh.
This isn't a special use.
I assume you have a recommendation from the state there.
They don't give a recommendation. They send us the information. You guys give a recommendation to them.
Okay.
So we'll have a recommendation. We need to vote on a recommendation.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
And that's all we give is a recommendation.
Right.
They do what they see fit anyway.
Yeah.
I guess we could ask for a personal recommendation from the sheriff. Do you have any issue with this, sheriff?
We've never had any problems that I know of. I used it, I think, once or twice myself. So.
We didn't give him an opportunity to ask us for support.
Could I please get your support?
Does the board have any questions for Matt?
I don't. The one thing that I'll say, Eric, is a couple events that I've been out there. They've done a good job. They do an excellent job of taking care of the responsibility of serving alcohol at their facility. So. I can't see why this would be an issue.
And I agree. I've been out for several events, and everything was very proper and appropriately handled. And I think people were safe, and that's the main thing.
Yep. I would echo both of those. And just to be a little more specific, this is for a Class C retail license, which would be for beer, wine, distilled spirits, on and off sale.
I'd like to have some free samples so I know what I'm voting on.
Well, I don't have any with me, but, you know, maybe later.
Anything else from the board for Mr. Helmke? All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
I'd ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 9:39.
Did we have any opposition? Did you ask?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't see any names on the sign-up sheet.
Yeah, if anybody would like to speak.
There are no names on the sign-up sheet.
I would ask then for a motion to come out of closed public hearing at 9:39.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn to come out of public hearing at 9:39. Please vote. Seven in favor. Motion carries. I would ask for a motion to support or oppose the Class C liquor license for Four Generations Barn.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Lytle, to approve support of the Class C liquor license for Four Generations Barn. Any discussion? Please vote. Seven in favor. Motion carries. Thank you, guys. We appreciate the business in town and the people that you do bring into, or I guess not in town, on the highway there, and the business you do bring into our area. There are a lot of cars in there different nights, and it's nice to have another venue that's not just in Beatrice. So thank you both.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Back to our discussion on extending the wind and solar moratorium. We do have a motion by Dorn, second by Byers, to extend that by 6 months, and we're in discussion. Is there any further discussion on that?
I guess there was just a comment last night that when the six-month moratorium was brought up, they felt like it was going to be hard to get that done in 6 months, because they have a little more discussion to do, then they'll have a public hearing, then we have a public hearing. I mean, realistically, I think we just revisit it in 6 months.
And then details. Yeah.
You think we should revisit it in 6 months?
Just do the 6 months, and then let's revisit it.
I'll ask you. What was that?
She said last night at PNZ there was discussion about a six-month moratorium, and they didn't think they'd be able to get everything done in 6 months between PNZ and the board. They thought that would be difficult. Ms. Axby said she thought we should leave it at 6 months. Any other discussion on this item? If not, we do have a motion by Dorn, second by Byers, to extend Resolution 2015 by 6 months, which would be that moratorium. I would ask you to please vote. The motion passes 5-2 with Schuler and Lytle voting nay. With that, we have a closed session on the agenda necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. No action will be taken after that closed session. I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:42 on the clock.
I might need some tips.
So move.
What sucks is we need plates and tubing right now.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn, and this is for contract negotiations, I guess I should say also.
Hey, Galen.
9:42. Please vote. 7 in favor, we are in closed session.
A couple calls yesterday on that issue.
I'm
going
to go to the
get the door open.
I haven't heard that one before.
All right. I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 12:01 on the clock.
So move.
Hey, you knew who you were, Dorn.
Move by Byers, second by Schuler. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. We're in open session. I'd ask for a motion to adjourn unless there's anything else.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
At what time? How about 12:01?
12:01:30.
Moved by Schuler to adjourn at 12:01:30. Second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor. We are adjourned.